You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
Don't Look Back,
a horror movie also titled The Good Samaritan, written and directed by Jeffrey Riddick. A young woman, our hero, Caitlin Kramer, is recovering from a very traumatic past experience of violence and grief when she sees a man get his ass whooped at the park, and a crowd comes around to also enjoy that ass whooping. However, some asses were not meant to be whooped, because this man's ass is whooped so bad that he dies. Now, a lot of people say, is the murderer responsible? Oh, no. The Samaritans that were not good after all are responsible. And a haunting of guilt takes place for the remainder of the movie. Sorry. With me to discuss this, Don't Look Back, I have Luane. And also Doggett. And to round out our spooky, scary review, Adrian.
Yeah, hello, hello.
So, what do you guys think? Did I sell this movie, or...
Straight up, you know, there are movies that we review here where it's like, let's get into it, let's analyze it, why is this good, why is this bad, and man, I think One of Us should have never let me join. They should have never let me get that license, the critic license, because this movie just sucks. This movie just fucking sucks. It is so bad, and it's one thing if it's like a little indie film with a little indie director and a little indie writer, but this guy has worked for Hollywood before, and there's no reason for this to be made. I don't know. The scariest thing about this movie is wondering how the actors in it are gonna recuperate from having this on their IMDb list.
Well, nobody's gonna see it, so they'll be fine.
Adrian, that is not your call to make. You do not get to decide whether or not Hallmark Channel gets to have horror movies or not. That's not up to you to make.
That's definitely what this feels like.
Dude, when this started and it got going, I was like, okay, so is this gonna end up being are they shooting for Final Destination, or is it I Know What You Did Last Summer? And it kept going back and forth. Like, is it supernatural? Is it not supernatural? And then it just finally gets to the end, and I'm not going to tell you, but they never made up their mind entirely. The other thing that really bugs me about this, when I first saw the trailer for it, I'm like, okay, this looks like this could be interesting. You've got the whole Good Samaritan thing. Like, you know, the movie opens with a bunch of people videotaping horrific events happening, right, and not intervening. And I'm like, okay, I can see where this could be a thing, right? You know? But it's so ham-handed.
Recording a crime is intervening, though.
Right, but they're so ham-handed about how everyone responds to the people in this movie. because they get outed, right? Like by the victim's brother. And so everybody knows who they are and everybody hates them. And I'm like, what? I mean, I don't know if there are laws against failing to help people, but I'm pretty sure there are laws about outing witnesses in an open homicide investigation.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, way, oh, that's totally
yeah,
cool,
there
man.
Are.
Go ahead. We get it. You're a grieving brother.
Well, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the should a good Samaritan be praised but also punished for not being a good Samaritan? That was the whole premise of the Seinfeld finale, which I'm pretty sure everybody hated.
What's Seinfeld? But no, seriously, Bradley, when you were saying this guy, I've never heard somebody describe somebody getting beaten to death as somebody getting their ass whooped. But you were right. This guy was just laying into this dude. It looked like a fight scene from Caleb City or something.
Well, that's the weirdest thing about this movie to me. So many things happen, actually, in this film that are odd without the horror elements. Like, a man gets beaten to death at a park. And, yeah, of course, a homicide investigation would have ensued because there was a homicide. But the mystery behind that had me so perplexed, like, hey, I want you to kill this guy. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk up to him in a crowded park, surrounded by people, which I will call my witnesses, and they will see me beat this man to death. Like, what? That's a horrible plan.
That's the worst plan ever.
Oh, but did he get away with it, though?
But here's the thing. Like, there's a point where, because it's the victim's brother who outs everybody, literally my first thought was, oh, dude, he had this guy killed. And he's cleaning up witnesses. But then I'm like, well, that's stupid for the reason you just outlined. Why would you commit a crime like that?
Well, also, you can't clean up YouTube or videotape that everybody's seen.
So, yeah.
It's like an entire algorithm of witnesses. You're not going to take care of everybody.
It felt... Yeah. Like, I have a message, but then it just kept beating the message, just like that dude beat that guy in the movie. Like, it just kept going and going.
And I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't, because that is brutal and disturbing. But I don't know. There was just something comedic about it to me. Well, Jeffrey Riddick, let's address the talent in the room. I love the Final Destination series, and he's the writer of Final Destination and Final Destination 2. I'd say the best ones, actually. Maybe not the best deaths, but what do you guys think of his career and what happened with this movie that doesn't work out?
I think this is one of those movies that just really reinforced the idea that Hollywood is just a bunch of friends who just support each other. And they're like, well, we got to see Bob's thing that he's doing. Even though we know it's going to fucking suck, we still got to be there for him. And this seems like that. This was taken from a short film, I think, of his as well. And he wanted to expand on the idea. He clearly has a message here, because the movie, as we mentioned, opens up with the footage from like 28 days later that they're showing the chimps to make them mad. It's just a bunch of shit like that. And all the news anchors are like, man, it's so terrible that nobody decided to do anything for this person. And it's like, okay, we get it. You're mad at that. You think this is a problem going on right now in the United States. However, the quality of everything, of truly everything, is so poor in this film that it comes off as parody, and it makes the message of the film so minuscule that it's like, what's even the point? What's even the point in this if... It wants to be a message film, it wants to be a revenge film, it wants to be a ghost film, and it can't decide what it wants to do, so it half-asses every single element of it. I hate this. I hate this shit.
Oh, no.
I think this director, I think he has a talent for making the worst horror film I've seen this year. And I know I've given that title to something else this year, and I gotta go back and listen to maybe what that was. But no, this took the cake. If there's anything redeemable about this, it's the fact that you can probably make fun of it with some friends and watch it in like a drunk movie night.
But even then, there's better examples of that. And I would like to see some kind of positive about this, and I truly cannot think of any.
Well, it's because it's boring.
Yeah. I think that's its number one sin as well. It's just kind of dull.
Wait, Bradley, you said this is the director was the writer of Final Destination?
Yes, yeah. And Final Destination 2, which another I think are the two best ones.
Why some writers should not direct.
You know what? He even wrote this just completely sleazy movie that I brought up recently, too, called Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like, this is so dumb, but really fun. And you would think maybe this would go in that kind of direction, too, but it really doesn't. Maybe he's good at writing. I don't see it in this movie, and he's definitely not good in directing.
So, in terms of writers turned directors, who has the worst movie, this or Dark Phoenix?
This is bad on a different type of scale, I would say. Dark Phoenix had so much that it should not have fucked up because it's like a big movie. This is still a Hollywood production. This is still a film, but it's, I don't know. I think...
How dare this movie make me yearn for Huey Halloween?
Oh, Jesus. Dude, there's all these little things, too. I mean, like there's these huge things that bothered me about it, including, like I said, the Final Destination versus I Know What You Did Last Summer, where you either have some undefined or ill-defined supernatural thing, or you've got somebody who knows a secret who's going around killing people, right? And it really doesn't make up its mind. It gives you all of it. But there's other little things that irritate me, like, because everything else feels ham-handed about the whole Samaritan thing, I'm watching for what other positions it takes on stuff. And the weirdest thing for me to be mad about was you have a character who says paranormal experiences are symptoms of psychosis. And they're clearly meant to be like the skeptical person. But those aren't specifically symptoms of psychosis. There's all kinds of things. People are just wrong about shit. Or they experience pareidolia. Or their memory's bad. Or they've been hoaxed. I mean, none of them require them to be mentally ill, but again, they keep doing this thing where they're trying to tell you that the protagonist is an unreliable character. And the only reason she's unreliable is because her character is badly written. Not because she's crazy.
That does give us my favorite line in the movie, and this is why I don't think I'm going to be as harsh as you guys. It is boring, like you said, Doggett. But our main character actually says out loud after reading the script, "I'm not crazy. I know the difference between my own hallucinations and reality."
God damn it.
Okay, I want to get to the cast. Courtney Bell playing Caitlin Kraber. I don't think she's awful. I think that, like I said, that script is rough. I really like those Final Destination movies. I think everyone is playing this like a Hallmark Channel movie. Yes. You're right, Dogged. Kind of with even speaking like they do on Hallmark. Every Christmas we marathon them and have a good laugh. But does that make it bad? Like, how would you even rate actors having to work with this kind of thing?
I don't know. I struggled with that for a while because...
You know what, Bradley? That's like, you're right. That's like criticizing a McDonald's cook. Is like, what are you criticizing them for, really?
Now, I do want to say, I double-checked IMDb, and I can't find him on here. So I'll keep the name close to my chest. But there's a pretty cool cameo, and the performance is definitely an angry, ridiculous Tucker Carlson type. You know, blaming everybody about everything.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of that? Was that at least fun, or did that make you just double down on how bad this is?
I was cleaning my glasses.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
When that happened, we'll say it after the review, but I was cleaning my glasses when that happened, and when I put them back on, I was like, oh shit, it's him. No wonder it sounds like him. It actually is him in it, and I don't know if maybe he didn't want to be written into the IMDb, or he told the director, you know what, I did this as a favor, do not credit me. But it is a kind of it's a bizarre cameo. It's a bizarre cameo that brings a little bit of entertainment, but that's not enough, you know?
Yeah, it's like maybe 3 to 5 minutes of a hole throughout the whole movie.
No, we got stuff. What about that? We skipped over the first 10 minutes, which was just as bad before this movie jumped the shark.
I mentioned she had past traumatic experiences. Are you talking about now, the that birthday too, thing? Though.
You mean the birthday sex?
The birthday sex. Yeah, her dad. Was that like literally a flashback? Was that like, I mean, it seemed so unrealistic. It was like, is that how she's pieced things together? I mean,
I feel like that was supposed to be happening, kudos, and then we flash forward to 2 weeks later. Kudos to them for giving us
a non-stereotypical black family.
Yes, there's something good. I guess.
You know, it was just black Bradley Martin, you know, visiting his kids.
Hello, adult child. That is my daughter. Happy birthday. Like, that was very inhuman speech, and I don't know.
That's why I wondered for a long time, is this, like, real, or is this, like, how she's pieced it together, or...
No, it's definitely real, and you can tell it's real, because they're doing that, oh my god, what's it called when they say a bunch of shit that the character already knows so that the audience can get
exposition.
Yeah, it's all exposition dialogue, because the dad's like, happy birthday daughter, I'm making you your favorite breakfast that your mom used to make you before she died, remember that?
Remember the last time people broke into the home and shot us?
Yeah. And she's like, yep, my favorite breakfast, Mickey Mouse pancakes. And it's funny. It's funny in the sense that this is bad and it should be made fun of.
Okay. Well, let's go into our final thoughts here. Luane, you're about to start. Lead us into your thoughts.
Oh, I always feel when I see these movies like I have to qualify what I'm going to say here. But I don't want to hate these movies. But some of them just, you can't not. I mean, this one, it was boring, but it was also irritating, and it made me mad at various points, because all of it just, it failed in most every way, right? And that all comes down to the writer/director. I mean, the script is weak. We kicked it around constantly, and... You can't even blame the director for ruining the writer's script. It's the same dude. And it's just frustrating because he has written better material. We've talked about it. We keep bringing it up periodically because it was like, hey, remember 20 years ago when he did something cool? And, I mean, he got a movie made again, I guess. I mean, he's had more scripts made into movies than I have, so I guess points on there, but this was just bad, and I none of it worked for me from the generic title on. I mean, the title should have been a hint right there. This is 1 out of 5 generic horror movie titles.
All right, Adrian.
Oh, I don't think you want to hear what I got to say about this movie.
Yes, we do.
I think I do.
This is one of those movies that you accidentally turn on because you're flipping through channels and you land on the sci-fi channel. It's like, oh shit, a horror movie. Let's get scared. And then you don't get scared because it's fucking boring. And there's jump scares and they suck. And there's a story and it sucks. And the acting, it kind of sucks. But who knows? That's probably the fact that this guy is not the best director. I found... very, very little redeemable about this, to the point where I don't think I found anything redeemable about this. I can't recommend this as a so bad it's good, although this does kind of feel like something that maybe on Red Letter Media, if you ever watch their videos, I did not like this. Fuck a 1 out of 5. This, my rating for this is just, this sucks ass, because it really fucking does. Dog it, please go.
Okay, well, before I do this, I'm gonna need some help quantifying how I feel about this movie. Would you all say, how do you think, not pacing-wise, not acting-wise, not even how it's shot, how's the plotting? Like, is it all pretty much just, at least as an order of a sequence of events, does it make sense?
No.
No?
None of it
I didn't think so either. I don't even think they held on to the message.
So we keep on saying, "Oh, the writer of the final, the writer of the Final Destination movies." When I think back of those movies, I don't remember any like good lines or anything. I mean, he's good at like making it so it's like, "Oh, this will happen, then this will happen, then this will happen." Apparently, he's lost that gift now, because this movie is terrible. I cannot suggest anybody watch this. I might watch this later in the future to do a funny commentary for it, because that's its only purpose right now. And even then, I'm not sure if I can squeeze 90 minutes worth of comedy out of this. How long is this movie?
I don't know. Forever.
It's like an hour 24 minutes.
Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah, it's
really.
That'd be a hard job. Oh, I would need help. I would need alcohol. No, I don't like this movie. I don't think anyone is going to like this movie. I don't think conservatives would like this movie. I don't think liberals will like this movie. I don't think anybody will like this movie. And if you do, well, thank you for proving me wrong, I guess. I'm going to give this 2 out of 10. Bad staging.
So I agree with what you're all saying. I was mostly bored, not so much mad. I couldn't follow it. Anybody who hears me saying I hate this movie and thinking, oh, you just don't get it. You're right. I have no idea what the point of any of this is. I think people should stay out of it when people have altercations, or the most you could do is shout, say, leave them alone, somebody call for help. But come on, don't get your ass whooped as well. Don't get killed. That's way more serious talk I could jump into than this film really deserves.
Bradley, if I get beat up, you better jump in.
I don't think anyone could beat you up, Doggett. Not like this guy. And seriously, nobody just lays down and dies like that, right? Why was he? He didn't even grab an ankle and say, please stop hurting me. He was just like, oh, here comes my ass whooping. And then
he simply lost the will to live.
And the hallucinations that didn't matter or mean anything, and the back and forth, and something's not right here. Something's not right. No one believes me. And I'm not sure why they didn't believe her, why they didn't even give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, yeah, you witnessed something traumatic twice. I mean, you've had it rough.
Well, and she even mentions being dead briefly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know why everyone's just everything. Nothing and everything makes no sense in this. And like we said earlier, Doggett, it's just boring. Whew. So I'm going to give this. Let's go 2 ravens shouting nevermore. Eh?
The thing that
Halloween reference.
Well, my writing's on par with this. I hope we all will partake in the goodnight sex tonight at night.
Yeah, Doggett especially.